Hello, this is Sophia Nickel, and welcome to Mindful Monday. This is episode 2, and we're just bringing awareness and mindfulness to our everyday living. And again, Monday seems like a great place to start. So again, what is mindfulness? To me, mindfulness is just being aware of the thoughts that are in our head, aware of what's around us, and awareness just seems like a really big part of being mindful. Today I just want to talk about how to be mindful, or what does mindful look like in life. It's an individual situation. To me, it's not just one size fits all. It has everything also to do with what we watch, what we listen to, what we allow in our space, who we allow in our space, what we eat, what we wear, what we say. It's the awareness of all these things combined. It's the awareness of everything that we allow in our space. What we fill up our space with creates our experiences. So kind of just take a step back right now and be aware of what you allow in your space. What do you listen to? What do you watch? What TV? What shows? What do you eat? What do you wear? I started to get really clear about what I liked to eat. What did my body like to eat? I got really mindful of what I ate. Now, my goal is to be completely raw vegan. I am not right now. I am moving slowly into being vegetarian and vegan. Again, it's a slow process though. I don't know why I'm not choosing to go cold turkey, but that's a discussion for another day. I feel like it's to each your own. It's what works for you and what doesn't. What works for me sometimes doesn't work for other people, and what works for other people doesn't always work for me. So again, it's just a individual creation, an individual mindful practice. What I want to talk about most today is being aware of your self-talk. You are with you the most out of any other person ever you will ever be with ever in your whole entire life. You are with you the most. So how you talk to yourself really matters. When I was, 4 years ago, I had a baby and she was my number 2. She is now 4.5. And I experienced some really deep, dark depression, and turned into what I think, but I never was diagnosed with, postpartum depression. I didn't talk about it for a really long time. I kind of came out of the closet. I came out of the closet probably 2 years ago. And now I just, that's what I talk about, because it's a real thing. It's a real experience people go through, moms go through, sometimes dads, if it's, I've heard that sometimes dad go through postpartum depression. It's rare, but it still happens. So the way that I talked to myself after I had this baby really shaped my world, and really shaped how I viewed myself, how I started to talk to my kids, how I talked to my husband, and it took me about a year and a half to really change my words, and it took me about 2 years to finally see out of that dark abyss. I every so often get to that place of sadness and despair and grief, and this time it goes a little bit smoother and it doesn't last as long, because I know what tools to use, and words are the biggest part of that. So being mindful, being aware of how you talk to yourself, how you talk to your body, how you talk to you and who you are, is really it's really important to be aware of it. It's also really can be really scary, because sometimes we say things to ourselves that we would never say to anybody else, and that can be really scary. And it's a real thing. Self-talk is a real thing. So how do you talk to yourself? Be really aware. Do you say things like, I'm not pretty, I'm ugly? Or do you say things like, I'm never going to be successful? Or do you say things like, I'm never going to be enough and I don't know why I'm living? Some of those things are what I used to say. And what the book that I talked about a little bit in episode one is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. I literally swear by this book. I use it every day in my everyday living, everyday practice. I go to this book for everything. With my clients, with my family members, with myself most of all. And I just started speaking to myself in a way that felt good. Now, at first, it didn't feel good because it felt weird to say that I was wonderful or that I was amazing or beautiful or incredible or any of those wonderful things because it wasn't practiced. It wasn't part of my daily routine to speak kind words to myself. Now, if you, any of you guys know of the, I don't remember his name, I'm pretty sure he was some kind of scientist, doctor, I can't even, it just came into my mind here to say this. It's the experiment with water and speaking kind words into water and how it shapes and forms and how different it can look. It's like a snowflake, how everything looks. One snowflake is different from the other and they all look differently. And it's the same thing with this water. If you speak words into it or music plays into it, whether it's heavy metal rock or whether it's classical or country or reggae or whatever it is that music hears, the music holds a vibration and our words hold a vibration. So what I started to do is speak nice words to myself and my body started to respond. I don't feel that deep, dark depression anymore. It was a process. It was definitely a process to move through. Some of the tools that I talked about in episode one, which I will most likely talk about in every episode because that's my daily routine, that's my habit, and that's what I want to share with you viewers. And again, I'm so grateful for you to be here and to tune in and to listen to me, and from wherever you are, I'm super grateful. So my habits are just to speak kind words to myself. Sometimes it starts as just thank you to my body, gratefulness, appreciation to my body. And sometimes it goes outward to like, thank you for the light being green when I'm in traffic, or something silly like that. Or also I see numbers. Numbers are a really awesome sign that I see that just reminds me to take a breath, like just to breathe. I'm in the perfect place at the perfect time, all is well type of thing. And the words that I absolutely love to use are thank you. I really love using thank you. Thank you sends a vibration of just like goodness. Like all that I have, I'm grateful for. All that I be, I am grateful for. All that's in my space, I'm grateful for. Even if it's a really hard day, a really challenging, frustrating, not so cool day, I still either at the beginning of the day or in the morning, I mean, or at night. The beginning usually is my morning. The beginning or at night, I am grateful. Like even at bedtime and the day has been hard, like I said, I'll sit and be, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my bed, even if that's the only thing I can be grateful for. So bringing gratitude into our mind and being mindful of how we can be grateful is a really amazing starting point. So I would just really encourage any of you listeners to find something to be grateful for every single day. Whether it's your car, whether it's your job, whether it's your people who you are around and who are around you, whatever space you're in, finding gratitude will help move you from where you are to where you want to be. How can we be wanting something new or something different or creating something new if we're not grateful for what we have? And that's something that I remind myself of a lot, almost daily. Is, yeah, maybe I don't want to be right here where I am right now, whether it's business-wise or relationship-wise or anything like that. But how can I ask for more if I'm not grateful for what I have? So I really, really do my best to practice that, like I said, on the daily. Gratitude to my body was a really interesting thing to start because I was not grateful for my body. I was not grateful for any of my body. And what I started to do is just pick apart little pieces that I was grateful for. Grateful for my feet. I'm grateful for my hands. I'm grateful that I can touch my kids or my husband or hold hands or anything like that. I really started to find little things that I could be grateful for with my body. And then I really started picking apart the fact that my body is like the most amazing tool ever that I have in this lifetime experience. It breathes, it has lungs that work nonstop every moment to moment, every single moment to moment. Our heart pumps blood so that we can be here, and our heart does not stop until the day we die, and it begins the day that we take our first breath. Actually before that, because in our womb, our mother's womb, begins way before our first breath. So our heartbeat beats, and then our skin is an amazing tool that we have where we can feel and eat. Every single person has different fingerprints, and that's so incredible. And then you can go even to your eyes, and I'm so grateful for my eyes. So I really started to pick apart my body and share and show and speak appreciation to every part of my body. My nose, my ears, my hair, my lips, my teeth, my tongue, like my mouth, everything, all of it. My belly, my chest, my back, my shoulders, like bringing gratitude and appreciation to your entire being is probably the most amazing practice I have ever done in my life. There's a couple other really amazing ones that I'll probably touch on or maybe devote an entire episode to, but for now, like speaking kind words and watching yourself talk to your body and to you, who you are, is absolutely life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing. If you can start to be aware of how you speak to yourself and watch how you feel about it. Does it make you sad? Does it make you angry? Does it frustrate you? Start to be aware. Step back and be like, hey, cool. Like, I hear myself speaking right now and I don't like it. I hear myself and how I'm talking to myself right now and it doesn't feel good. Start to be aware and watch how you can change that. This book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, has a beautiful vast variety of affirmations that you can start saying to yourself, bringing into your life. Just one of them being, I love and approve of myself right now. Maybe that doesn't feel like that's something that you believe in right now, but it doesn't mean it's not true. So a lot of times we say these things like we're not enough, or we're not good enough, or we're not strong, or we're stupid, or whatever the self-talk is. That's what we're starting to believe. So that's what we shape our life as, is because that's a belief, that's a story that we have said to ourselves over and over and over again. If we change it and we be mindful and aware of what we are saying, we can start to switch it and 180 it and reframe and rephrase how we speak to ourselves. In my opinion, the relationship that I have with myself is the most important relationship I could have. And then everything following that just gets better or worse. Saying to myself, I love and approve of myself right now, just over and over again. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. One of the I think most life-changing affirmations I said to myself was, I am wonderful. That right there made me cry for probably the first, dozen or two times I said it to myself. I am wonderful. And even now, like, I feel that and I'm like, I am wonderful. And it just, like, it brings up emotion. It really truly does. Like, my heart feels so happy to hear that I am wonderful. And then I can say that to myself. It feels amazing. I challenge each and every single one of you listening in, tuning in to this podcast, even if it's just this episode, to say and to find an affirmation that makes you feel something, a spark, some kind of an emotion that comes up. Maybe it feels a little off. Maybe it feels a little weird at first. I Am Wonderful definitely made me, like, I felt sad, angry, frustrated that I didn't believe that that was true. So find something. I encourage you to find something that kind of just strikes a chord with you, that sparks something, and just say it. Maybe it's I am safe. Maybe it is I am peaceful. Maybe it's I am lovable. Maybe it's I am safe to be me. Maybe it's I'm safe to be seen. Find a phrase, find an affirmation that feels interesting to say, yet you know somewhere inside of you it is 100% true. To me, that's I am wonderful. And I love to say that. I am wonderful. I am wonderful. And when I am mindful of my self-talk and I tell myself, like, I'm an idiot or I'm dumb or I'm not smart or I don't know how to do this thing, and then I turn around and I say, no, I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I am amazing. I am incredible. I am wonderful. And just over and over again, and just watch how your body responds. Watch your breathing. Maybe you start to breathe a little bit deeper and you bring in some fresh air. Maybe you start to calm down, and maybe you start to really believe that you are wonderful. That is my hope. My hope is that we change and be aware and mindful of our self-talk, because how we treat ourselves is how we treat other people around us. And if we want the world to change, we've got to be able to speak to ourselves in a way that is kind and loving, nurturing, nourishing, and reminds us that we are important, that I am important, that I count, that I matter. And by saying one of the phrases that I use is I am wonderful really helps me feel that. So I think with that, I'm going to close episode 2 here, and I'm really loving the fact that keeping my episodes small and short and sweet, and really seems to be working for me. So again, watch yourself talk, be aware, be mindful, and create mindfulness in how you talk to yourself. I wish you all a beautiful week, a wonderful week, and thank you again for tuning in. This is Mindful Mondays with Sophia.